From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Fireaway Friday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. This morning we take subscriber questions. We talk about whatever we want. It's a Friday show to close the week. Normally a little stupid, a little crazy. So we'll see what comes out today. Neil seems pretty calm. I don't know if we'll rampage too much this morning. We'll see where it goes. But nonetheless, podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Lunch specials, daiquiris, ribs, so many different offerings there at the Oxford Exxon. Clean, convenient store. Good gas prices. Even better when you use the SpeedPass Plus out, the Mobile Rewards program, and more. Go next door to the Oxford Crystal and use your basketball ticket as a coupon, $150 off a steamer pack or a sack full there with the Oxford Crystal. The Oxford, the Satillo Crystal is open as well. So if you're in that area, take advantage of that for a little lunch, little breakfast, little late night snack, whatever suits you. Also coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours, right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote, and the rest is sort of up to you. You can shop that quote around, or you can do what I've done, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today, and you get your hop in your Clark Ford today. You'll love it. You get great service after the sale. Corey and the people there at Clark Ford, they want to be your truck guy. They want to be your car guy. They'll prove that to you. 662-257-1900. Looking for a place to watch Ole Miss Georgia basketball on Saturday? I would recommend Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Ole Miss and Georgia tip off at 4:30. They'll have it on all the screens there, all the big screens. Be a great place to watch college basketball as Saturday unfolds. Fun place to enjoy your weekend. Great food, great selection. And then, of course, on Sunday, 10:45, Bluegrass Brunch, $5 Famous Bloody Marys, $3 Mimosas, and more there at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford.
For the people in the live chat, is the sound good on both of us? I was playing with something. I just noticed there was a level that was a little off that what I would like. So how are things? Can you hear us? Everything good? Give me some thumbs up, thumbs down. Somebody's low, something. Let's see. Yep. Okay. I'm assuming yep means good. Both are level. That's a positive. I like when both are level. Okay. Good enough. The gain was turned up really high. I don't know why. I did not notice that, but nonetheless. Let's see. We'll jump into some questions today. Ole Miss plays basketball again tomorrow, right, Neil? Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I was just saying.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I know. You
weren't
listening.
I was not listening at all. Okay.
4:30 tomorrow at Georgia. I was telling
you. I mean, I was really not listening. I did not hear a word you said once I stopped talking right there. I mean, nothing.
I was telling people that they should go to Rafters.
Oh, right.
To watch the game on all the big screens and stuff.
That's right. They do have a lot of big screens.
They do. It's a cool. I've said this. I went watched because I was going to Edward Ashoff's memorial last Saturday, and we went to Rafters to watch the second half of Kentucky and Arkansas. It was a fun place to watch a game. Made me feel kind of old for a minute, but still.
You do that a lot, though. I mean, because you were the guy that you would get uncomfortable at Hot Works if it was other people in there.
Yeah.
If there were females in there, you felt like you were the creepy old man.
Yep. For sure. I was. I mean,
creepy, though. No, I mean, you're not.
I wasn't, like,
checking
out the girls.
But you think they had
an
expectation that you were going to be creepy.
Oh, I think because in this town.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Look at sometimes, no offense to everybody on rebelgrove.com, but sometimes the people that creep out the college girls some of the threads, man, are like, whoa, you are 30 years older than them.
Now, that's an anonymity thing in some ways. People
it
much
is.
Willing to do some of those things in anonymity versus.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not sure?
I don't know.
Before we can do this, any news, anything? Got it? Anything?
There's all sorts of... No, there's not. We've confirmed...
Zachary Evans is going to do something. We don't really know what. He's going to do something. Florida's out. Tennessee and Georgia might get a visit this weekend, it looks like.
Tennessee's
A&M's sitting up there on the periphery. I don't know.
I think A&M's out.
Oh, you think A&M's out?
I do. I think
this might be the one recruitment that literally every 5 minutes something does change.
I do think some people, as this thing rolls on, some schools just go, you know what? Nah. We'll pass. A lot of people, just pulling on him. Like I wrote in Food for Thought, it's up at rebelgrove.com. It's part of the Rivals Network. You should subscribe. You should subscribe to our YouTube channel. Then you should subscribe to that. The YouTube's free.
Also, get the notifications. Hit the bell when you subscribe on YouTube so you know when the videos pop up.
Yeah.
That would be good, too.
It's so easy. Don't yell at us.
Over 50% of our watchers don't actually subscribe to our channel.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's free.
Literally free. It's a button. It just helps you out. When you go to YouTube, this stuff pops up automatically.
So, anyway, it's on there. I don't think he knows what he's doing yet. There are people in his life that want him to do one thing, and then there are people in his life that want to make sure that they get their thing. See what I'm saying?
I'm well versed on what you're...
You following what I'm saying here?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There are people who are more interested in their situation than his situation. What he needs, frankly, and I'll say this based on what I've taught to people, whether it's Ole Miss or Georgia or Tennessee or Florida or Texas A&M or ULM or wherever, he needs to get out of Houston and get into a more structured environment today.
Staying home is not the answer for Zachary Evans.
No.
No matter what.
He needs to get out of there today. They've really let this thing get out of control.
It reminds me.
The people in his life should be ashamed.
It's a little different in some ways. But not all the way around. Much the same way that Ole Miss was the worst choice for Tig Barksdale, Nick Brazel.
Yes.
Very similar thing. Go away. Get away. Go do something else.
Yes.
Frankly, Robert Kimdichie because of Denzel.
Yes. Nick Brazel, frankly, would have been much better off going to Tennessee.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yes. Someplace where he couldn't go racing over to Batesville every day.
Yeah, and there's been some dudes not go to Ole Miss that have been much better off at Ole Miss than wherever they were.
Yes.
Or ended up.
Ole Miss would like to get him on campus this weekend and get him in school Monday. I said this last night. I'm sure I'm going to get some pushback. If he's not done by Monday or Tuesday to Ole Miss, I don't think he's coming here. I think he's going someplace else. And he's still got a lot of ACT work to do, and being in Houston for the extent of the ACT time, the extent of the spring, trying to is probably not his best path. And this is not a kid who's going to do well if he has to end up going the JUCO route. Not going to do well in that.
You don't think that's
no. And I'm basing this off people who know him, who I've been talking to this week.
Seeing that Ed Orgeron has gotten paid, LSU and Ed Orgeron agreed to a 6-year contract extension valued at more than $42 million in total.
Good for him.
He's got a lot of crap going on, though.
Got a lot going on, but that's be a good night in their house, I would guess.
But, I mean, look, Aranda's gone.
Brady's gone. A lot of analysts are gone.
And then now, instead of potentially elevating this guy to Brady's job or something else, he's going with Aranda at Baylor.
Yeah, Ed's temper got the best of him on in December, too, because Frank Wilson was going to join their staff. You know the story?
No, go ahead.
Frank Wilson was going to join their staff after getting fired at UTSA, but Orgeron wanted him to start immediately. And Wilson said, I'm going to take a couple of weeks, kind of recharge, spend some time with my family. Y'all finish your season, and then I'll be there. And that did not go over well. That was the end of that. He still has the temper, no matter how much everyone tries to pretend that it's not there. They will be a fascinating. I don't want to take.
That's where I was going with this. I'll get to questions in a minute.
Yeah, but I don't want to take anything away from what they've done.
What do you expect for this
group? I don't
know.
I don't know. I mean, first you have to give the credit to them. You can't. The people that are trying to throw this away as some one-off, that is not fair. They won the national championship. They beat all comers. They destroyed most. They won every award you can win as a football program. And you do have to perpetually tip your hat. The banner hangs forever. But
he's always got that on the shelf. There's no
doubt. And that's a big – there's a lot on that shelf, and that is one hell of a pretty shelf. But after that, I don't know. You're going to have a big target on their back next year. Everyone's going to want a piece of them. And, boy, they got to replace a lot. And apparently doing it with Miles Brennan as the quarterback.
I guess technically coming off national title, $7 million is actually a bargain.
It is. It also tells you that he's – I'll give him this. He understands the importance of staff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the money is – you know, they were paying Aranda a ton. They were going to pay Joe Brady a ton.
Aranda was the highest paid assistant in the country?
I think so. He was making 2.5.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons that he could be picky. Everybody kept saying, why didn't he apply for this job and this job and this job? I'm like, guys, he's making head coach money without having to work as a head coach.
Jump into questions. Let's see. I'll get off on a good start. Start off. Last movie you cried to, Mr. McCready?
One of the Toy Story movies, maybe?
Like I say, I was going to guess for you Toy Story 3. That was going to be my guess when he goes to college and leaves them all there.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It. Yeah.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see a lot of movies.
Did you cry in Boyhood?
No,
I
didn't even finish it.
You didn't finish it?
Hell no. It was so depressing.
Well, you missed the point then. You can't criticize a movie you don't finish.
Well, I spent half of the movie walking around looking for cyanide. Couldn't find any in my house. It was awful.
You are not good with the depressing stuff.
I mean, there was like
the think pieces are not your...
There was a big bottle of Clorox in the laundry room, and I was pouring some into a cocktail glass. Like, let's just end this. This is awful.
So much of mine is really my mood going in. Like, there are very few movies. Frankly, I can get, because of the way it works, like probably a little more whatever in a book than a movie. I don't know. I mean, most people here know I had a pretty crazy 2015. There were a couple movies that were pretty depressing and sad that I watched right after that I did kind of lose it a little bit. It's got the other Affleck in it. Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, I did see.
2016. It was more timing than anything else, but it was enough to kind of throw me into a little bit of
I did see thing. That one. That was pretty sobering, too.
You watched that one all the way through?
I barely.
Okay. Just go to rebelgrove.com. That's your answer.
It's there.
Yeah, that's true. How many 4-stars going to be in this class, McCready? How many are there now?
That's a good question. I'm pulling it up.
Good pod.
Well, I didn't know that was the question. Pulling up the commit list now, and there are...
3.
I'll say they add 3 more.
6 total.
Yeah.
That's your guess?
That's my guess. So maybe 4 more. Maybe I had a surprise somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't cry during The Notebook. That was not one I'm reading from the live
stream. No, I didn't cry in that one either.
It's a good movie, though.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's all right. I guess it has to be for Neil. Which contestants would you rate as 5 stars on The Bachelor?
I don't know. Let me watch some more.
You still need some time?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do it based on nothing but looks. You do have to find out, because they can be super hot, and then you find out that they're completely psycho, and that's not good. You do want some balance.
I know nothing new on Kevontae Ruggs at all.
No, I haven't heard anything about him.
If you were a football coach, what position would you coach? Position group?
Probably quarterbacks.
Really?
I'd be in the cerebral room. I wouldn't be in the yelling and screaming room.
I have a hard time believing I could pull off anything other than maybe special teams. Be a little creative, but a lot of it's just technical and fundamentals and being in your right gaps and whatnot. That feels like a speed there. That's my guess.
I played defensive back, kind of linebacker a little bit. That whole in the trenches stuff was not for me.
It's a good question. Might even be a Bourbon South question because I haven't really thought about it this way. And so much of this is judged on palate. Worst five bourbons above $25.
Ooh.
This is palate because there's going to be a lot of people that like certain things that other people don't. Like, there's people that rave about 1792, and I hate it. Can't stand it.
I've had it. Never like it. And it's okay.
There was a barrel pick or something a couple years ago that tasted like banana bread. It was very, very good. I know you're already freaking out over there. But otherwise, nothing on 1792 at all. I can't stand it. A lot of people like Old Forester 1920. I don't like it. It's my least favorite of that Old Forester series.
I don't think I've had it.
It's the Prohibition. I think it's kind of a bluish writing on it.
I don't think I've had it.
The 1897 Bottle and Bond is my favorite out of that collection. The new 1910 is pretty good. I think it's one to stay. That's a good question. But yeah, it's so palate based because if you like a real wheat bourbon, you're not going to like a lot of the higher proof stuff that a lot of people like, and then vice versa. So yeah, that's more palate than anything else. But that's a good question. Let me think about it. Probably are a few other ones that will cross my mind. Do I think the baseball team will actually use full defensive shifts in the infield this year as they practice in the fall? Are there analytics-based changes coming to baseball? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's going to sound like a smart-aleck answer, but that's impossible to know until it's actually done in gameplay. They can practice something all fall. They can practice something all preseason. But that button's still got to be pushed and be different once the bullets start flying in the regular season. So I have no way. We'll all find out together. State did a ton of it last year. We'll see if Mike decides to make that change in his coaching. That has typically not been something that he does at all.
Joe Madden did not shift much. Drove me crazy because they let balls get through that should have been fielded. I expect David Ross will shift a lot more.
Why is SEC basketball taking a step back this season? Preseason, there was talk of 8 or 9 bids. Currently talk of 5 bids.
Also referenced that in Food for Thought this week. I did. The league's just not as good as we thought it was going to be. Lost a lot of non-league games. They have a big weekend this weekend if you're a SEC fan because that's the Big 12 SEC challenge. SEC needs some wins because right now it's a 4, maybe 5 bid league. And no dominant team in the league at all. We thought maybe Auburn would be. They're not. Kentucky's not. We thought Florida might be. They're not, although they do look better lately. I like Alabama a lot, but they still have work to do. Arkansas is bubbly. Tennessee's bubbly. Mississippi State is bubbly, though they do look better lately. We'll see.
Thoughts on sour beer?
I like it sometimes.
I have no...
Yeah, there's a few sours that I like. It's got to be the right time of year, though. It's got to be hot, number one. Like this time of year, like there's 2 or 3 that I like. I wouldn't order them on a day like today. But if it's 81, 82 degrees and you're sitting out on a balcony or something, sure.
What's the flavor profile of that?
Like sometimes like a lime. There's one with plum. It's kind of sometimes kind of just fruity. Soury.
Okay.
Not overwhelming fruit, just a little background of fruit.
So what are well known options in this category? What are we talking
trying
about?
Trying to think. I don't know. I'd have to. It's not my thing, but there's a few that I'll have sometimes. I'll have to look. Sierra Nevada has one that's pretty good.
Okay.
I got to start researching these Fireaway Friday questions so I'm a little better prepared.
When I start asking.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, dude.
Oh, Chase, this baseball schedule is brutal. It's the hardest schedule you've seen to date. It would be difficult to actually judge where this team is if they're competitive but not winning because of their schedule. It's a bear. Can't wait for the tweets that I'm already giving excuses. Buddy pointed this out yesterday to me. D1 Baseball has put out their All-American list. They named 10 starting pitchers on the first and second team All-American list.
Yeah.
Ole Miss faces 7 of those 10 this season.
Does Ole Miss have any of those 10?
No, you're not.
When they face 7 and don't have any,
yeah,
it's not good.
It's a negative. Here, I'll pull it up. One second, get to it. Yeah, look. The competitive but not winning part is hard because you're still in the SEC. You're expected to be competitive, especially winning games. But I tweeted this yesterday back at Red Cup after they'd put out a podcast or something. There's going to be a pretty good SEC West team or two that goes 13-17. Might even be one that goes 12-18. It just is what it is. Somebody has to lose. Not everybody can be 16-14 in this league.
So you're already making excuses for your guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Look, Ole Miss has got a lot of moving parts. Early on, I don't know how good they're going to be. Yeah, they're going to lose some games. They probably are. To me right now, the goal is just to get to 15-15, given the schedule. I think it's just get to halfway, make the tournament. If you get more than that, great. Because look, you get 16-14, you're going to have a schedule that might get you a host at 16-14. But I think the goal right now is just to make sure you have a 500 record and then move forward. Yeah, the D1 baseball top or All-American teams. Reed Detmers at Louisville, they're going to see him opening night. Emerson Hancock at Georgia, Asa Lacy, Texas A&M, Kumar Rocker, Vanderbilt, Tyler Brown, Vanderbilt. They won't see Alec Burleson at East Carolina, I don't think, but he's on the list as well, and maybe they do. Tanner Burns, JT Ginn, Mason Hickman. Yeah, so those are all pitchers that Ole Miss will see this season. It's not good.
No.
Not great. So, look. Yes, it's the hardest schedule to date. As I said a couple weeks ago, Ole Miss would allow you to pick any school in the country without even looking or caring and switch schedules with them. But a lot of opportunity to get better later in the year. And, hey, it might be time – because, look, we've talked about this. This is not going to be a baseball podcast today. Ole Miss, the biggest negative mark, in my opinion, on Mike through 19 years – is that he's never won a road regional to get to a super regional. All super regionals have been at home, and typically that's not a thing. That's been a deal in the SEC where you can be that scary two, even that three that goes and wins one. Most teams do that. Mike's haven't, so maybe this is the year they do that. I don't know. Because, I mean, if I'm an ACC school, I don't want that 14-16, 15-15 SEC two is my two. That's scary as hell in the postseason given what's going on. So, yeah, I don't know. Just get in the tournament, as Neil says, and go from there. I don't know. I want to know what Gunnar Hoglund's season looks like. That's what I want to know. If you give me Hoglund's season, I'll give you a little better idea of what I believe things happen for this team this season. I don't know. Anyway,
I enjoy baseball season. I'm not going to lie to you. Even though I don't have to do a lot of work, from a coverage / talk about it standpoint, I dread it.
Do you?
Yes. Not talking about it, but it's the
Groundhog Day nature of it.
It's the you feel like you've just done this before, like you could hit a button and just.
Well, it's 56 games, and it's a postseason sport.
It's 56 games, a postseason sport, and one of four or five. And no offense to you guys, four or five fan bases that treat it like football. And it just doesn't work like that.
We'll talk about that in a second. We'll get to that, kind of maybe that list in a second. First, I'll tell you about G&M Pharmacy right there on South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222. You can take advantage of the fact that they deliver local to your home or workplace. They offer MedSync to give you the medicine every single month on the same day to make it easy on you. Fewer trips. Make sure you have what you need when you need it. And with Right Way Meds, they'll even individually package your doses to potentially help save a life there. With Right Way Meds and G&M. Also, Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs. Again, 662-236-2222.
On this podcast, we're always telling you that a trip to Oxford just isn't complete until you stop to visit our friends at Blue Delta Jeans. But in 2020, the Blue Delta team has some great news for our listeners that don't make it to Oxford as often as they should. Blue Delta's new website is a one-stop shop for blue jeans. Pick your fabrics, pick your threads, make all of your customization choices, and order your new Blue Delta jeans online without having to come to the Oxford studio. Visit BlueDeltaJeans.com. Get your new pair started today, and don't hesitate to reach out to the folks at Blue Delta anytime on social media or at info@BlueDeltaJeans.com to get a fitting scheduled today. Built as the Armor Smokehouse in 1906, the Iron Horse Grill is a Jackson landmark, a true icon of Mississippi's rich heritage. Twice the Iron Horse Grill partially burned down, but it's risen from the ashes like never before with live music, four times per week. It's the perfect place to enjoy lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Iron Horse Grill also specializes in on-site large event catering for up to 250 people and off-site full catering services, especially beverage catering. So if you're planning a birthday party, a graduation celebration, a rehearsal dinner, or a wedding reception, you want to be able to enjoy the moment, and the Iron Horse Grill is your answer. It's a one-stop shop for beverage services for a 250 to 500-person wedding or even a 3,500-person gala. The Iron Horse Grill is one of the largest beverage caterers in Mississippi. It can service the entire state. So call Sarah Black at 601-398-0151 for your catering needs. Knock that off your worry list, and Iron Horse Grill, let them make it an event that will be memorable forever. It recently added the largest outdoor patio in Jackson along the Illinois Central Railroad. And also check out the Mississippi Music Experience Museum on the second floor of the restaurant. Make the Iron Horse Grill part of your next stop to Jackson. It's at 320 East Pearl Street. And get a jump on the spring sports season by registering for the 2020 Oxford Park Commission's Youth Baseball Program. The leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The cost to play is $50. All of the games are played on the turf at M-Trade Park. Registration will conclude February the 7th. Season opens April the 6th. For more information, visit OPC online at oxfordparkcommission.com. And don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself every day. Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen and Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. So call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment, financing available at corinthdental.com.
Mike's not going to do it. He's going to throw Doug on Friday. He's going to throw Gunner on Saturday. Then he's going to throw Derek Diamond on Sunday. I would at least think about leaving Doug on Saturday. I would. We've talked about this a little bit. I see it in the live chat. I would think about it. I'm not typically one to, quote, give away Friday games. I think that sends bad messages to your team. I know Cohen made it work that one year. And I have to see Diamond a little more. But part of me, in effort, because, look, you got 30 games and the goal is to win as many as possible, however that looks like. I think Doug's pretty mature mentally. I think he can handle it. I would be at least contemplating throwing Diamond, Casey, Hoagland in that order this season. It's not going to happen, but that is a little food for thought that I would think about. Besides running and golf, what outdoor activities or hobbies do you enjoy?
Besides running and golf?
Well, I'm assuming it was one of each.
Outdoor hobbies.
What do you do outdoors? You lay on a beach.
I like the beach. Hadn't been to the beach in a while. Probably aren't going to get to the beach this year.
Those are the main things I do outdoors. I'm not a gardener or anything. I'm awful with identifying any sort of plant life or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like outside. I mean, I play in the pool.
You're a fan of the air conditioner, though.
Huh?
You're a fan of the air conditioner.
I like air conditioning. I grill. I don't know. I mean, I don't golf. I don't have time. I don't have the money. I don't know. I don't do much. I'm a boring person. I've told people this. I'm an exceptionally boring human being. That people ask
me questions.
But you're
comfortable with it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's not something you're chasing, though.
No. I'm all good. I'm perfectly content in my own skin.
What books do you have?
What'd you get? A couple of books. I got gift cards for Christmas.
Neil's saving these for a weekend.
Yeah, I got a couple weekends coming up where I'm going to have some me time.
Yeah. A me-cation?
Yep, let's see.
What do you got? I saw a bag, so I'm making him see what the books are.
Yeah, this Tender Land, it's written by William Kent Kruger. It was highly recommended.
Okay.
And then I got a book about, it's about World War II. It's no surrender. It's about a father, about a guy who finds out that his father was a war hero and he really didn't know it.
Oh.
And after his dad's death, he basically retraces his steps.
Ronald Mathis says I'm pasty. I've actually I have a tan most of the year.
You're not. It's just the light.
It's the light. I'm not pasty.
No, you're outside probably more than I am. Yeah. You golf and stuff.
Are you surprised the Penn State thing went dormant so quickly? Seems not even a flurry of articles or opinion pieces out. Like it was announced and the mafia just squashed it really quick. Thoughts?
It's still a little weird. It is a little weird. It's also early. It also broke during a busy news cycle. And there's an investigation going on. The authorities are investigating. And I also suspect, in fairness to the people who cover Penn State, that there is probably some Penn State fatigue. Like, oh God, do we have to write about this more? It's not an excuse, but I suspect it's out there.
Whether it be for work or vacation, worst city you've ever visited? Is it Fresno, California?
Yeah,
for
I was thinking Fresno, and then I was like, is there any place that's actually been worse?
Because you had a horrific time.
I hated it.
It was just a feeling.
Yes, it was awful. Well, I was at a hotel that was kind of dumpy.
That was 2010 or 11?
11. And that year was already bad.
Oh, was that in the year?
That was the year.
They played them
that
here
That was
first,
Houston Nutt's last win. Okay. That was his final victory.
Because he really tried to play it up, too. It was, SEC team went out there and got a win.
They were obnoxious after that
game. We had all the stuff about Pete apparently just giving him the chicken sandwich on the bus or whatever. There was some food issues about budgets. There was a lot of stuff.
It was bad. I was fatigued by that point. That was a brutal year. The staff had been told they couldn't talk to me.
Because we were on high alert ever since Vanderbilt.
Oh yeah,
that night in Nashville was 9 weeks of hell right there.
So I slept in on that Saturday morning
in Fresno,
and I got up and did a run on the treadmill. The treadmill was awful. I damn near tore both ACLs, and then there was a. It's like a Chili's, I think.
Oh, I remember this, but you had to walk to it.
But I had to walk to it, but it looked like it would be a close walk. And the entire walk, I thought,
this is where I die.
I either got too much red on or too much blue on. This is not going to end well. And I got into that Chili's, and it was just me. There's nobody else in the whole place. It's just me and the bartender. And I'm thinking, you know, I could go someplace else, but I don't want to. I'll stay right here. And then the game... It just lasted forever. Actually, Kellenberger and I late that night found a pizza place that actually turned out to be pretty good.
In Fresno?
Yeah. My flight was to from Fresno was to L.A. And then from L.A. I went to, it was a long day.
That was the year we stayed in Nashville that night, essentially plotting whether to start hot boards and stuff, wasn't it?
We were going to go home, and we got a call.
Okay.
I got a call, and the guy said,
we went to that brewery and just hung out there. And
went to like
it was a brewery.
Yeah, I want to say it was like a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, though, wasn't it?
No. It was that brewery across from that hotel that we always stayed at.
Oh, Blackstone.
Yeah. That's what it was. Wasn't that what it was?
Hell, I don't know.
I think that's what it was. That wasn't the year we were idiots that Ryan Moore was with us and we drove back from Nashville at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like we left Nashville at an ungodly hour.
That was stupid and I'll never do that again.
Yeah, we got done with the night game, waited like an hour and a half to eat somewhere and then got in the car and drove home for some reason. And then I got to Oxford and drove on to Amory for some reason. So I had an extra hour 15 even past us. I got in at like 6:30 in the morning or something like that. Anyway, yeah, we could do a lot on 2011.
Carson's soccer tournament just got canceled. That's why my phone's blowing up.
Is that good?
It's all right. I almost feel sorry for them. They practice and practice and practice. And the weather in the spring in Mississippi is just brutal and it cancels everything.
Speaking of Carson, is he going to try to be a kicker?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Do you?
I've told you this. I've written about this. We go out and and kick. He kicks. I don't kick. I think it would break my foot. He kicks, and I just chase the ball and throw it back. I don't know anything about it. He likes it. Here's the thing, and you can make fun of us on the live stream if you want. I don't really want Carson playing football, true football. I don't really want the head. I do worry about the injuries, the neck injuries and stuff like that. He has a really bright future that will use his brain. He's very, very smart. And so I don't want him to play football. His mother does not want him to play football. Yet I'd like for him to be a part of a team and that kind of stuff. And so it would be cool, and I think he'd like it. But I don't know if he's good enough or whatever. Who knows? We go kick, though. He likes to kick. He seems to be a pretty good kicker. But I can't help him with mechanics or any of that stuff. And I don't want to become one of these dads who gives up every weekend of our family life to go chasing kicking clinics all over the country either.
Highest rated signee in the 2021 class. No names, just what do you think the ranking will be? Is Ole Miss on a top 50, top 100, top 10? What do you got?
Overall team ranking?
No. Individual. What do you think the highest rated signee is for 2021?
They'll get a top 50 kid or two. Top 50 kid? Yeah. Okay. Sure. I think they'll get a 5-star.
How many quarterback runs are in Lane Kiffin's offense?
Why do I get all these questions?
Well, because I'm reading them. You didn't even read them beforehand.
Well, it's because I was working this morning. I was writing. No, I'm not going to be like Sean Senior ever. No chance. There's no part of that in my DNA.
J.D. McCoy?
No, just not me. I mean, I just, you know, I'm the guy that, I mean, Campbell made her college decision with no input from either of us. Caroline will make her college decision with no input from either of us. Carson will make his college decision with no input from me. I'm not that person. I don't view my kids as property the way some people do. And I don't live vicariously through them.
He does incorporate some runs, but it's a throwing offense. It's a mobile quarterback to some extent, but only it's more around the pocket.
I've heard some buzzwords around there, and it's NFL pro style. Now, NFL has more running kind of quarterbacks.
Yeah, pro style is not what pro style was 10 years ago.
Right. It's not Eli Manning in the pocket, clean pocket.
Yeah. It's not Drew Bledsoe here.
But it's still, like, the Chiefs use Patrick Mahomes' legs as a weapon carefully. I don't think it's going to be that John Rhys Plumlee offense of a year ago where it's, hey, man, here's the ball, just run.
Yeah, one read and then go.
Yeah. I don't think you can recruit to that crap, frankly.
The other thing, I mean, here's Lane Kiffin's offense in a nutshell, and I know this is real complicated. Find the one or two best players on the field and get them the ball as many times as possible.
Yeah.
That is what he does.
That's what he does.
I have Amari Cooper. I'm going to throw Amari Cooper the ball.
Yeah. Well, it's the Saints. They have Michael Thomas. We're going to get him the ball.
Yeah. That's it. That's his offense.
Yeah.
In space, in traffic, whatever. Just get that dude the ball and we'll figure it out.
Well, you want to create some matchups and then go win the matchups.
Yeah.
But that's – They want to put product on the field on offense and defense that looks like what they see the kids see on Sunday. Because here's the thing, and a lot of fans don't understand this or don't like this. The players, for the most part, with a few exceptions, watch far more Sunday football than they do Saturday football.
Yeah, if you've got to be pretty happy, I think, in the Lane Kiffin offense if you're Elijah Moore and Jerrion Ealy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those two dudes are going to get the ball a lot. That's what's going to happen.
I would think Jerrion Ealy's going to see some Reggie Bush tape.
Yeah.
And say that we'd like to do a lot of that stuff with you.
Yeah. Favorite day of the week?
I don't know. I guess Friday?
It's Friday more than Saturday.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I guess. Yes. Yeah,
depends on the week. Our schedules are so strange.
Yeah, I don't have a typical.
I mean, during baseball season, Thursday is my favorite day.
Because it's nothing.
It's before the stuff gets going.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually a golf day. Yeah, Thursday is kind of the day where the hay's in the barn a little bit.
In football season, it's definitely Friday.
Oh, because
there's nothing.
If there's something happening on Friday, it's bad.
Right.
Yeah, at that point.
And this time of the year, I don't know. Sometimes the days all feel the same with the exception of Saturday and Sunday I get to sleep a little bit longer because we don't have to get up and do lunches and stuff.
Assume you're a five-star quarterback signing in this year's recruiting class. You have no geographical ties to any school. Theoretically, you have an offer from every school in the country. Who are the three hats that are on the table?
Five-star quarterback, no ties anywhere?
Yep. Alabama.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that didn't come to mind.
Really?
No.
I want to be profiled. I just want to make sure my team wins.
Well, I was going to say LSU. Look at this year.
Yeah, but Brady's gone.
Yeah.
I'm good. Nope. I don't know. I don't trust Orgeron to put another guy in that spot right now.
I think you'd have to say Oklahoma when you look at the success that Lincoln Riley's had with quarterbacks.
Oklahoma, Alabama. I just want three. I just want three teams that are going to win. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
You can pick Ohio State. You pick Clemson. Sure. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Frankly,
would,
Dabo would freak me out.
Yeah. Oklahoma would be on my list because I think Lincoln Riley would be a good guy to play for.
I take that back. It's not Alabama. It's Florida.
Oh, you want to play for Mullen?
Yeah.
He has produced some quarterbacks.
That's Mullen. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think Big Ten, Pac-12, trying to get out of the...
I don't want to play in a bunch of cold weather.
Yeah, that's true.
No thanks.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to go to SC and hang out with the Song Girls?
Wouldn't be bad.
I know you're kind of a Song Girl person.
They're fantastic. I love the sweaters. UCLA would be a fun place to go to college.
Yeah.
But they suck. How do they suck so bad?
That area, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, my last trip to LA was like, I could never go here again. I'd be fine.
I was out there for the Long Beach series a couple years ago. Yeah. Whatever. It's fine.
I like NorCal.
I froze.
I like NorCal better than SoCal.
Thankfully, some people said, hey, look, I know you're going to Southern California.
I told you. It's freaking cold. I told you that.
That marine layer will get you.
You're
pretty good during the day, and then about 9 o'clock at night, holy crap.
I tried to tell you that.
So cold. No indoor press box seating. You're just like out there.
Well, you were warned.
It was my fault.
Absolutely.
Completely and utterly my fault. I agree. It was bad. Trip was fine, but somehow made it there on Allegiant, too. I was a little worried about that from time to time from a flight standpoint, but apparently I'm here. Podcast brought to you in part by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. We're getting local underwriting. Understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float-down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years. Good time to talk to Jason, 662-234-2704, or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
If you are thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring to Oxford, you really need to look at Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, just 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. SplinterCreekMS.com is the website. 601-898-2772 is the number you call to schedule a tour with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today. 34 lakefront lots from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest, 6 miles of private roads. They've got well-maintained running, cycling, and hiking trails, a preserve for turkey and deer, flyway for birds, stocked with copper-nosed bluegill, brim, and largemouth bass. It's Friday. I can feel it.
Talked
my way to Friday. Yep. And anyway, it's all there at Splinter Creek. You should check it out. It's absolutely gorgeous. I've been out there a couple times, and it is beautiful. It's worth just the trip just for the nature, if nothing else. But if you're thinking about moving here, retiring here, you need to look at it. SplinterCreekMS.com. Dead Soxy wants you to know they've created socks that make an impact. Dead Soxy has teamed up with Vogel Alcove to help young children in the Dallas area overcome the lasting and traumatic effects of homelessness. These incredible socks were created by the very kids this program is serving with 3 one-of-a-kind designs. Each sock tells its own story. So visit deadsoxy.com. Click on the yellow banner at the top of the page to visit the collab page. 50% of all proceeds have been pledged to help break the cycle of child homelessness, extend the season of perpetual giving, support this incredible collaboration. While the promo code will not apply to the Vogel Alcove collaboration in order to maximize the donation, remember to enjoy the 30% off all other Dead Soxy products with promo code REBELGROVE. and welcome to 2020. And as always, stay Soxy. We're also brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap. They've got your pregame and pre-concert needs covered. So whether you're headed to Oxford for the Rebels SEC basketball slate or to Tupelo for one of the many events at Bancorp South Arena, make sure you get your event started off right with a visit to Southern Craft. Conveniently located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford and at 205 East Troy Street in Tupelo, Southern Craft has all your Southern favorites ready to serve your hunger needs. Drop in and enjoy a curated cocktail or one of their many craft beers on tap. And don't forget about their catering. From private events to catering in for your staff at work, Southern Craft has your catering needs covered with a meal everyone is sure to love. So make your day crafty at Southern Craft Stove and Tap.
Started telling you this week about in-house interiors and designs. Two locations to suit you, a brick and mortar location at 331 West Main Street in Tupelo or inside Sugar Magnolia. Take care of every bit of the design process for your home as far as windows, doors, paint, wallpaper, lights, fixtures, lamps, flooring, rugs, furniture, everything. They travel in-state and out-of-state, have 30 years combined experience, and they can take care of you. Also tell you that they're offering 20% off the first 10 dorm room design appointments with Nikki and Ashley and more coming to you in the coming days. But again, at Sugar Magnolia and 331 West Main Street in Tupelo. So getting to the questions, the staff's plan for defensive tackle, Mr. McGrady.
This year, I don't know.
Find some, but don't sign people that can't play.
Yeah, I wrote about this.
It's an interesting.
I wrote about this in today on the site. They're not going to force this. It is an indictment on the previous staff. This staff knew it was losing Josiah Coatney. It knew it was losing Benito Jones, two guys who, by the way, have had great weeks in Mobile, the Senior Bowl, and they did not handle their business on the recruiting trail to replace those guys. And it will show on the field. It's why when people get this super excited 9-3, 10-2 stuff next year, stop. They're not going to be good enough on defense up front to pull that off. There you go. There's your cold water.
North Tampa Rebel asks, chance that Ross Bjork hires Bianco at A&M, 0.
Is there a number less than 0?
I think it's that number.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say no and move on.
Leave it at that. Yeah. I mean, I could say something snarky, but no chance.
No. I don't know what Ross does at A&M. I do think Childress has to win and win pretty substantial.
Oh, I got an idea.
On what he's going to do? Who he's going to go get?
I know somebody who would be on his list.
Never mind. He's making a lot of money where he is now.
They got money at A&M.
They got money?
Yeah.
Would he get the marching band treatment too, or is that just a football thing?
Ooh. I don't know. He might get a partial marching
He'd
band.
He'd get bubbles. You know, they do bubbles for baseball. They blow bubbles.
Oh, they do. That is so weird.
Add it to the list, Neil. Add it to the list. But, yeah, I think that would be where he kicked the tires. Best bourbon under $30. You can get Eagle Rare for under $30 in select places, and that is your answer.
That's your answer.
Yeah, it's not. That's it.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's very, very solid.
Like, if I see it someplace, I'll buy 3 bottles. Like, hey, I just want a drink on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to go. And I'd usually do on Tuesday night. Want a drink.
And Monday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and
most
Saturday
days that
and
it,
three
Most
Sunday.
Days that end with Y.
Oh, gosh. Favorite TV shows, movies you've watched on a streaming service in the last year? Very little, honestly. I've tried to read a little more. I have not watched a ton of series and different things. Over Christmas break, I watched You. It was good. Creepy. Good. Not your thing. Don't worry. Season 1 was fantastic. Season 2 felt a little repetitive, but overall, I gave it a pretty good score. What else? I'm sure there are a few other things. I've watched a good many documentaries that I've liked, but I'll think about it. But no, I have not taken advantage of the streaming service stuff for the most part.
Did you ever watch The Crown?
Not my thing at all.
Mm-mm. So I really liked it.
El Camino was good, the movie from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I haven't
Netflix
seen it yet.
It was good. You have to be in the mood for that, even though it's probably not as bad as you're thinking? Because you were ready to leave that world in that season 5 episode.
Yeah.
With the train.
Yeah.
The kid.
I mean, spoiler alert, when they killed the kid out in the desert.
Yeah,
I was out.
That's where you were ready to leave the world. You were done.
I was done. Had I not
Had that been season 2, you might have stopped.
I would have stopped.
But it was the last.
And I did actually stop for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on a treadmill running.
When it happened?
When it happened. And I had to stop my training run for a minute, kind of collect myself, turn that off. I had turned the office on.
Immediately. I got to laugh for a minute and then we'll figure it out.
And I told myself, no more. And then after a while, I said, well, I got to finish the damn thing. And so I begrudgingly finished Breaking Bad. My reaction to Breaking Bad ending was, thank God.
Yes, the enroll by Monday or the chances go down has to do with Evans. That is Zachary Evans, Neil was discussing.
Yeah.
Chase, if you're Peyton and Loomis, do you move on from Breeze? Keep Teddy, turn it over to Taysom. Love Taysom. No idea if he's an NFL quarterback. I saw Mike Triplett had a story saying that as most off seasons, Breeze wanted to give it a month or so to make a decision. Look, he's going to try to come back. He's not big on the pay cut, though, at all. Mm-hmm. He's an unrestricted free agent. Teddy's an unrestricted free agent. Taysom's a restricted free agent.
Well, I get it. If you're Drew Brees, why at this late stage of your career, this is the end? Why potentially every contract you get is potentially your last one? Why would you leave money on the table?
You want to win. I mean, that's it. That is the reason.
That's the only reason.
You want to win another one.
But that's $6 million, perhaps, that could go to your kids.
I'm not arguing. I'm saying that is the reason. There are people that go, hey, I've got enough. I want to win another one.
Yeah. My reaction would always be, I want more money.
And it's not his fault, but frankly, they've kind of overpaid him a couple times. I don't know. I'm caught here. It's not sentimentality even. It's just the unknown. When you have a quarterback, it's the unknown of who that next guy is. So your question is more, do you believe Drew can win a Super Bowl? That's your question.
Right now, my answer is no.
I'm really in the middle, but I'm starting to lean no.
I want him to win one. I've said this. I covered Drew Brees a couple of years, one of the nicest, classiest people I've ever covered. Was super happy for him when he won.
But
I think the window's closed.
But it's willing to note that I've actually never watched Stranger Things other than one episode.
I watched it some. It's okay. Not my thing.
So
Carson loves it.
The Saints have won the most regular season games over the last 3 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they have 3 incredibly disappointing playoff losses.
Yeah.
So what is the reason for that? That's kind of where I'm coming back to over and over and over and over again. It's not just one reason. You lose a game for a lot of reasons.
But Breeze
has not played well in those games.
Breeze was the reason they lost this last one.
Yeah,
it was on him.
The whole deal.
It was on him.
In a, frankly, other than the 49ers, what ended up being a fairly weak playoff field. They very easily could have beaten Green Bay the next week.
Yeah.
Teddy's not going to get the keys. He's going to go somewhere and make a lot of money and be a starting quarterback.
Where's he going?
I don't know. I still think it's Miami if they don't take Tua.
Do you think Tom Brady stays in New England?
Yeah, I do. The Saints have said if Drew wants to come back, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I didn't see where Loomis said that.
Well, I don't think you could be Mickey Loomis and do the deal where you told Breeze no. Now, I think you could do, if you wanted Breeze not to come back, but you didn't want to take the PR beating, you could say, hey, look, here's a contract offer, but we can't maximize this. We've got to save some money for other things. Where you could let Breeze be the bad guy and go, nope, it's about money.
There's a Saints connection here. I was on a worst towns you visited. Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Really?
Went there for a weekend. It was the weekend of the Minneapolis Miracle. That soured it a lot. But I was fairly bored most of that weekend. It's just something kind of different. When whatever. The only part
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
It looks exactly the same. That was kind of part of it. It looks very much like that era. The only interesting thing was there's a mafia museum in Hot Springs. Because it's where a lot of the gangsters back in the day would vacation.
from
Chicago and
from wherever. Killing people, they take
yeah,
a break.
And they would take this break and they come here, and it was basically known as a neutral zone. Hey, you come here and you hang out and you enjoy the bass and the springs and the whole deal, and then you go back up there and do your business.
Okay.
So it was kind of a neutral area. Well, a guy happened to be there that day that was one of the guides that actually was friends with all of them back in the 30s, still alive. He was like 90 years old.
Oh, wow.
So he sat and told us stories for an hour. I mean, just telling Capone and stories.
That was probably pretty fascinating.
Oh,
huh?
Dude. I mean, like there was pictures where he's like up here going, hey, this is me with so-and-so and me with so-and-so on the wall and whatever. So,
oh, wow.
So yeah, it was a neutral territory for the gangs and the mafia. Or
Hot
whatever,
Springs, right? Arkansas.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating, honestly. Yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with Hot Springs. I was just bored. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't.
And then you had a negative experience.
Oh, it was awful. I mean, I told you. Like, I had turned the game off for a minute because I was so pissed off when they got behind early. Because I'd go into a bar that the TV wouldn't turn on. And I'm like, well, there's a TV. What's up? And he goes, yeah, that's only a closed feed for something or other. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So, found another place, ended up turning it off, going back to the hotel as I started making the comeback, because I'm just a nervous wreck. I'm all over the place. I can't whatever. And I was watching the game. The throw happens, and I just made, like, this whimper sound. Like, I just went, like, or something. I can't even do it now. And I can remember her coming out of the bathroom and going, are we still going to dinner? And I'm like, I need a minute. Like, and she, like, looks at the screen and just goes, I'm sorry, and just walks away. And I said, yeah, just leave me alone.
Yeah, why don't you go down and have a drink?
Yeah, I need a minute here, and then we'll figure it out. And food has never tasted worse in my life 30 minutes later. It was a mess.
So for me, the town that I have the opposite of that. I have a soft spot for Charlotte, North Carolina. Because I had a weekend where I had to cover Georgia, Alabama football in Athens on Saturday, New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers football on Sunday in Charlotte. So I flew into Charlotte on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that night, the Cubs beat the Braves in game 3 of that division series, the Mark Pryor, Greg Maddux game.
Okay.
So I had to get up on Saturday morning early and drive to Athens to cover what was a 2:30 or 3:30 game, 2:30 Central Time, Alabama-Georgia game. The Braves beat the Cubs that day, and so I had to drive back to Charlotte that night, got back into Charlotte late, got up early, covered Saints-Panthers at noon, thank God, and then walked back to my hotel and got there just as the Cubs-Braves game 5 started. Mm. And so I walked into the hotel bar, and they had it on, and I was a nervous wreck, of course. I fully expected the Cubs to lose, so I needed to get to a certain level of intoxication where it wouldn't hurt me to my core. I tipped the girl like $30 off the top. I went, just in case I leave, I storm out in a bad mood, here's a tip. And I stayed and watched, and you know the Cubs started winning, so I couldn't move from that seat. Watched the entire game. Cubs won the series, and I've always had kind of a soft spot for Charlotte ever since.
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever spent any considerable time there. I mean, I've been through there in airports, and I probably have stopped in once or twice, but I've never spent any considerable time there at all.
It's okay. There's parts of it that I like, parts of it that don't do much for me. But I would go there. I mean, I had to go every year when I was on the Saints beat, because they played the Panthers every year. It's a nice stadium. I like the stadium a lot. I do think the Saints won that day. I don't exactly remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Let's see. Where are we at? Who am I taking to the majors this year? Oh, I hadn't thought about it. I don't even know where they are. Let me think about it. Let me think about where they are.
Did you watch any of the Australian Open this morning?
Serena lost.
Federer got pushed to a 5-set
tiebreaker.
He won the tiebreaker.
Okay. It was in the tiebreak last I saw.
He won the top.
Talk about an early tonic. Some early exits there from a tournament standpoint.
You know, ESPN was like, whew.
Yeah, let's. With all due respect to the other dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nice drama, but let's let Roger win this one.
Yeah. No, it was actually perfect. Hey, except for Roger's body, probably can handle a ton of 5 setters the rest of the week. But
he doesn't even sweat.
Well, no, he doesn't sweat. He's the perfect marketer in history. He wins, doesn't sweat, goes and puts on the Rolex, makes sure it's turned the right way, gets the cup, puts the jacket on, the whole deal.
How does one play tennis for 3.5 hours and not break a sweat?
I'm going to predict Rory to win the Masters until he wins the Masters. The course suits him. Everything's right. Mentally, he's been a train wreck when he's got into contention on Sundays. So I'm going to continue to pick him to do that. I think Koepka's game continues to be really good at PGAs. They're at Harding Park this year. I think he wins that. The Open at Wingfoot brings more people into it. It's not going to. It doesn't necessarily have to be this Bombers thing. I don't know. Let me think about it. I'm trying to not just say the best players in the world win all the tournaments, which is kind of hard to do when you're
you got an airport you love as opposed to an airport you hate. I do. I love the Minneapolis airport. Love it. Hate LAX with a passion.
Well, everybody hates LAX. That's a free space.
I don't like Atlanta either.
Well, Atlanta's awful.
Yeah.
I've been fine in Midway because it's smaller.
Midway's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like Houston Hobby. Like it.
Had no issues when I've been through there.
About the only thing in Houston I like. Maybe it's because I get to leave it.
Never been in the Kansas City airport.
I haven't either. Mm-mm. Have I? No, I drove to Kansas City. Now, I was going to have to fly from Kansas City to L.A. had Ole Miss beaten LaSalle.
Talk about a missed opportunity. I don't have any plans to attend any other PGA events. Hopefully at Sanderson Farms again, obviously. Maybe this FedEx St. Jude. But no, I mean, I'm trying to play some new courses. That's kind of my deal this year. I'd like to play some places more than go to events. If it's not certain situations at golf tournaments are kind of hard to get around and see a lot. And I'd say, like, you gotta be in the mood for that. That can be a really good experience or a pretty bad experience. Really, really quickly. Thoughts on State's coaching hires to this point?
Leach?
Yeah.
He was a good hire.
What about his staff?
I don't know who's on his staff.
He brought a bunch of Washington State dudes.
I don't know.
Then he brought a coordinator in from Syracuse.
Man, I'm covering recruiting.
I think they're trying to run the 3-3-5.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That won't work.
Don't like that?
No. Here's my thing. Run whatever the hell you want to run, but tell people you're either running a 4-3 or a 3-4.
Don't be different.
No. What do you run? We run a pro-style 3-4.
Well, see, that was the deal. Ole Miss started marketing that stupid 4-2-5. Call it a 4-3. Just instead of being a star or whatever the hell it was, call it a linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
It can look exactly the same.
Drove me
crazy. Just call it a 4-3.
That was a Hugh Freeze thing. Let's come up with all these cute names, Bandit and Star and Rover.
A multiple 4-3 is what you're running.
You need defensive ends, defensive tackles. You can have a nose tackle. That's okay. A middle linebacker or inside linebackers, outside linebackers, a strong safety, a free safety, and corners. You can have a nickelback. Don't do a damn thing other than that from a labeling standpoint.
I think that's fair. Let's take a final break and take up MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. Paper lawn care throughout northern Mississippi and also custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces, paper patios, forestry mulching, and more. The patch your dream backyard. It's easier than you think with MasterCuts. You go online for a free quote at gomastercuts.com or get that same free quote at 662-607-7773. Again, gomastercuts.com.
We are also brought to you by Nest and Wild. Sleep better with the Nest and Wild mattress. It's a Mississippi-based mattress company making a high-quality mattress delivered right to your door. They make buying a mattress easy. They're all 1 foot thick, giving you comfort and support that will last. Everything from a twin to a California king, they've got it at Nest and Wild. It's a no-risk decision. Nest and Wild believes in their product so much, they're offering a 99-night trial on every mattress. So try it out. Sleep on it for 99 nights. And if you don't like it, it's cool. You can return it. Go to nestandwild.com. Order your mattress. Use the podcast code REBEL20 and get 20% off your purchase. Your mattress will arrive at your door in 3 to 5 days. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. But they've got clients in more than 20 states. They have advisors in multiple states as well. Founded in 1997, Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. They treat investing like a commodity, and they make decisions using objective information and research, not emotions. It's PinTrust.com, PinnTrust.com. Tell them that you heard about you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You get 10% off your first year's fee. We're also brought to you by, God, it's awful, by the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property in downtown Jackson. It is home to Soul Spa, also home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro there in downtown Jackson. Check it out the next time you are in the capital city. It was brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. You guys know how this works. You won't find a better travel agent. What you do is you get in touch with John. You give him parameters. You give him a budget. Many of you have done it. You'll have taken trips all over the place, taking advantage of John Edwards. And he'll help you too. And you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email at jedwards@regencytravel.net. First time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that is the place to go. Just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. It is home to Kasasa, the absolute best cash checking account. Also home to a commercial checking account, now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. Comes with fully interactive online banking. To learn more, go to LiveOxford.com. BankOxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. And last but not least, brought to you by Bluff City Advisory Group. They're dedicated to building the future you desire. Founded in Memphis in 2019, their team is comprised of established and seasoned financial experts who came together to serve individuals and families of their beloved hometown. The firm is built on decades of wealth management experience, and they've seen it all. Their financial advisors have a reputation for professional excellence, and their clients rely on their high level of confidence and integrity. 901-365-3447 or email ben@bluffcityadvisory.com.
Okay, get to this in a second. Which professional all-star sporting event is the one you would want to go to the most? Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star Saturday Night, Home Run Derby, NHL All-Star Game, a Ryder Cup? Well, it's easy for me, Neil.
Of those?
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Thought you might pick the Saturday Night NBA thing.
No, I'd pick the Ryder Cup.
Okay. What's the one that actually has something?
Yeah.
There's a competition that matters.
If you took that out, I'd pick the NBA stuff just because of the athleticism. The Pro Bowl does nothing for me.
I think I'd pick the NHL All-Star Game, of all things. If I had really good seats.
Yeah, maybe so.
Just for the spectacle of it, I mean, sure.
Over All-Star Saturday, yeah, probably so.
I would do no Pro Bowl ever. I'd be at the very bottom of the list. I have no interest.
That's last.
I mean, just nothing.
I might go to a book fair before I went to that. I wouldn't mind the NBA All-Star Game just to watch how great the players are.
So I'm reading this from AP. It just came out.
Okay.
The New Orleans Saints are going to court to keep the public from seeing hundreds of emails that allegedly show team executives doing public relations damage control for the area's Roman Catholic archdiocese to help it contain the fallout from a burgeoning sexual abuse crisis.
Wait, what?
Again, I'm reading from the AP. The New Orleans Saints are going to court to keep the public from seeing hundreds of emails that allegedly show team executives doing public relations damage control for the area's Roman Catholic archdiocese to help it contain the fallout from a burgeoning sexual abuse crisis. Attorneys for about 24 men suing the church say in court filings that the 276 documents they obtain show the NFL team, whose owner is devoutly Catholic, aided the Archdiocese of New Orleans in its, quote, pattern and practice of concealing its crimes. Quote, obviously the Saints should not be in the business of assisting the Archdiocese, and the Saints' public relations team is not in the business of managing the public relations of criminals engaged in pedophilia, the attorneys wrote in a court filing.
It's fair.
The Saints realize that the documents at issue are made public. The professional sports organization will also be smearing itself. Saints attorneys in court papers disputed any allegation or any suggestion that the team helped the church cover up crimes, calling such claims outrageous. They further said the emails exchanged in 2018 and 19 were intended to be private and should not be, quote, fodder for the public. The Archdiocese is also fighting the release of the emails. Goes a lot farther, but that's... Didn't expect that one today.
No.
As I was reading through.
You can't borrow that kind of trouble.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
I don't have a lot of right now.
I mean, you just can't. If you're the Saints, you just can't. If this is true and the church comes to you and says, hey, can you guys.
No, we know plaintiff summaries are very antagonistic and very out there, so let's see it all come out. But
that's why I said if.
But.
Your answer has to be no. We play football. This is a Wendy's.
Yeah, I mean.
We play football. That's what we do. And your community involvement has to be, we send our players and coaches out to be good stewards in the community. Period.
Yeah, as Kelly English quote tweets it and says, just take all the bad people down. The ones associated with my team or my schools or their rivals. The ones I agree with politically or the ones I don't. The ones that are my heroes or I thought they were. Just take the bad guys down. That's fair. Just do that. Whatever.
Well, and if this is true, you know some PR lackeys got hit with this and they're like, what am I doing?
No. Yeah. The answer is no.
And the answer is you have to say, I can't do this.
Jeez.
Which is always easier to say than it is to do because leaving your job is sometimes not a attractive option.
Yeah. Bourbon South's coming back next week. Already taped several episodes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, recorded several episodes. Got some good bourbons to test. Have tested. Gonna not go crazy too this season. Gonna try to do some stuff. Everybody get their hands on. Go through that a little bit. I think that got a little carried away last year. There's a couple of those this time, but for the most part, trying to take care of that. Friends at High Cotton, Aaron, they're supplying bottles for us every week to go through as well. So, yeah, next week is when that comes back. Got a few more things on the agenda to get done, but it's in pretty good shape right now. So we'll give you more on that when the time comes. Yeah, I'm just kind of surprised here all of a sudden. I didn't expect my NFL team to be engaged in this this morning.
Not the best look.
Not perfect.
Not good, Bob.
I have a feeling I need to send my buddy a text.
I got a feeling you're not the only one texting him this morning.
So how's it going?
Yeah. He's got an emoji that he just hits send. Yeah. Send.
Oh, God. 10 a.m. is Eli's press conference, I believe. So it'll already be happening by the time most people get this. Just kind of reading from the news a little bit.
You think he gets choked up?
Yeah.
I think so.
I would, sure. I think he's very confident in his decision, though. Feels good about it.
JP Soldier 24 asked if I've been watching the impeachment trial. Off and on. I've listened to it some in the car. I've watched it some. Sure. It's history.
Yeah, I've read about it at the end of every day, but I've watched none. It's not really in a political affiliation. I just don't. I'm just kind of eh. It's so partisan that I can't find my way through it.
It is. It's incredibly
both ways.
It's incredibly partisan both ways. I mean, I said this on Mind of My Money. My 401k really grew, and I have a hard time kind of getting past that. It was a good year.
It's. I know it's not the same thing, and I'm not making light of anything. But from that standpoint, it is a lot like after the impeachment stuff with Clinton in '98, where everybody goes, "Hey, look at
the exact same thing,
economy and the government." Like, hey, as long as my bank account's doing that, I don't care what he's doing.
It's the exact same thing.
Fine. Yeah.
The country looked around and said, "Yeah, you know, jobs are booming. Everybody's making money."
I mean, he would have won 400 electoral votes in 2000 had you been able to continue to run.
Yeah.
Would have been a landslide.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that he loses until 2008.
Yeah. He would have gone for a while. I just think people look at it and said, it's not ideal. Prefer that he not do that with an intern. But hey, that's why I think the national media is so upset with a lot of Americans who are like, yeah, it's not great. If you listen to it, it's not great. But I got a job. I've got money for the first time in a long time. People are, unemployment's low. People are making money. People's retirement accounts are growing. I think people look at that and say, I just can't worry about Ukraine.
Yeah. Got a lot going on. You got Tulsi Gabbard suing Hillary. You got it.
Yeah.
You got stuff going on all over the place. The first page of that filing is worth a read if you haven't read it.
Of the
Tulsi Gabbard suit.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. Maybe I can find it quickly because it is kind of humorous. Give me a second. I mean, we're just hanging out at this point, so it is what it is. kind of effort do you expect from Ole Miss basketball tomorrow while I'm doing this?
I wrote about this in my food for thought thing. Kermit's in a weird spot right now. He's acknowledged that, hey, we have talent problems. He's acknowledged that the way out of this is recruiting.
That's a hard button to press. You press that, you've got some other stuff.
Because here's why. They have one senior on their team, Brian Tyree. His scholarship is already committed to Jarkel Joyner. They have one commitment coming in so far that's locked in, and that's one signee, Matthew Morrell.
Mm-hmm.
So you know one person's getting, quote, processed, end quote. And when he says we got to bring in more people, and he kind of starts calling people out a little bit, and he has, how do guys respond? Do they sulk or do they get pissed off? What's your chemistry like? There's just a lot there. And I don't really know what to expect to answer your question, and I think that's a fair answer. Sometimes people get frustrated at I don't know. If you told me that they showed up in Athens against a team that's 1-4 in the league and played their tails off, I'd believe it.
Sure, yeah. Teams normally have kind of a last stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just respectability.
Usually.
Your own pride kicks in. You go, okay.
But if you
tonight,
told me
we're going to do whatever.
If you told me they sulked and pouted their way through a 22-point loss, I'd believe it. Because Georgia looks at Ole Miss coming in and goes, this is one we have to have. Got to have this one. A loss to Ole Miss at home is devastating.
Yeah, I can't find the actual filing. It doesn't really matter, but it was essentially took a shot along the lines of running for a position of office that she was never able
quietly
to actually
by
herself and
as Hillary Clinton or stuff. Anyone else tries to smear my character and my loyalty.
CJ says in the
dedication
live stream
to
feels like AKs last year. It does
and
feel
I've
like
filed
that.
A lawsuit it against feels, her for.
I can remember Andy saying privately that year, I can't reach them. I watched the body language. I think I told you this in December. I watched it in Jackson. I remember looking at it and going, they're not responding to him.
Yeah, it was that C-Law game.
And that's not Kermit. That's just the kids. And sometimes, man, it just happens. And it's a weird deal when it happens. It's a weird, this team has a weird feel to it.
We'll have coverage of that. We'll have coverage, whatever else happens, recruiting, coach-wise, and more throughout the weekend heading into another week next week. Not closing in on signing day, January 24th.
12
right
days.
Now, 12 days away mm-hmm. for that. February 5th, I believe, is the date. So appreciate everybody hanging out this morning. All the questions, comments, as always. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.